This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. 10 people died and 2 missing in a landslide occurred at Tonho district last night. 73 families reeling under high risk of landslides in Songkhwasava shifted to secured places. Bhanu Jayanti being observed across the country today and more than 568,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Now the news in detail. 10 persons died after being buried in landslides at Magdi Rural Municipality, Bias Municipality and Rising Rural Municipality in Tonho District last night. According to District Police Office Tonho, 1 person from Magdi Rural Municipality, 4 persons from Bias Municipality and 5 persons from Rising Rural Municipality died in landslides. 2 persons went missing in the landslide. Police have informed that the deceased have been identified as Ves Bahadur Thapa, Kamala Thapa, Madan Thapa, Manoj Thapa, Anjana Thapa, Lakshmi Kumar Bika. Deputy Superintendent of Police Vivraj Timal Sina informed that critically injured Bika died while undergoing treatment at Ratnahari Hospital in Damauli. The disappeared are Nanumaya Thapa, Amisa Thapa, Mahadev Thapa and Manisara Thapa. Jyoti Maya Thapa of the same place was taken to Bimath in the district for treatment. As many as 73 families reeling under high risk of landslides at Silingchong Rural Municipality, Sisua Besinda in Songkhwasaba district have been shifted to secret areas. District Police Office Songkhwasaba in charge DSP Navraj Malla said a total of 73 families was taken to Chetradara nearby Sisua Khola after their settlement was constantly at high risk of landslides. Malla further informed the security personnel were mobilized to shift the local residents to safer places in view of imminent risks of landslides. District Police Office informed locals and police personnel from Tamku Post and Sisua Post as well as Nepal Army have jointly continued their efforts in search for 11 missing in the deadly landslide. However, no one has been found yet. Police said it was difficult for them to engage in rescue operations due to incessant rain. Similarly, 2 houses were swept away by a landslide triggered by incessant rainfall at Madhya Nepal Municipality in the district this morning. Local Ramchandra Powder said Devi Kunwar and Bam Bahadur Kunwar lost their homes to the disaster. Similarly, 4 other houses were buried in the disaster. The victims are Siramani Bhattrai, Dipesh Bhattrai, M. Maya Dura and Harimaya Pariyar. Efforts were underway to clear off the landslide debris with the use of an excavator. As police say, 13 families at Rani Pokhari and 14 at Lama Soti have been sent away off their homes by landslide. They have been relocated to safer places. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ganga Bahadur Thapa apprised that other several houses at the locality fall under the risk of disaster as the monsoon continues to wreak havoc. 207th birth anniversary of the great poet of Nepali literature, Bhanubhakta Acharya, is being observed today. Bhanubhakta has done a great service to the Nepali people by presenting the Ramayana, a biography of King Ram of Ayodhya, written in Nepali language. The Ramayana written by him is still recited in Nepali homes with a melodious rhythm. Bhanubhakta has made a historic contribution in awakening Nepali ethnic unity, national identity and Nepali cultural consciousness and strengthening the national culture. Similarly, Bhanu Municipality of Tonho District had decided to give a public holiday on the occasion of Bhanu Jayanti. According to Chief of Bhanu Municipality, Uday Raj Gauli, for the celebration of Bhanu Jayanti, the municipality had decided to give a public holiday. Narayanagarh Mughling Road section is operating one way after the road crumbled in 17 kilo due to incessant rainfall. According to a spokesperson of District Police Office Chitwan, Surya Thapa, the vehicles are operating in a one way. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at a few places are Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Meteorologist Raju Prathangana said monsoon that remained active since Thursday continues for some days. Monsoon low pressure system becomes additionally active as it lies near the Tarai Belt. He said the system gradually shifts towards south from today evening. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Florida has registered a state record of 15,299 new coronavirus cases in 24 hours, around a quarter of all of the United States' daily infections. The state, with just 7% of the U.S. population, surpassed the previous daily record held by California. Florida, which began lifting coronavirus restrictions in May, has proved vulnerable due to tourism and an elderly population. Its figures eclipses the worst daily rate seen in New York in April. Florida also registered an additional 45 deaths. The state would rank fourth in the world for new cases if it were a country. More than 40 hospitals in Florida say their intensive care facilities are at full capacity. According to data compiled by the U.S.-based Johns Hopkins University, more than 12.87 million people around the world have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and almost 568,000 people have died from the virus, while about 7.1 million patients have recovered from the virus. South Africa has introduced new restrictions, including another ban on alcohol sales, to help contain the spread of coronavirus. A nighttime curfew has been imposed and the wearing of masks outdoors is now compulsory. President Cyril Ramaphosa said the alcohol ban, South Africa's second this year, will take pressure off the national healthcare system. It comes as the total infection exceeds a quarter of a million. Deaths resulting from coronavirus have also risen to more than 4,000, and government projections estimate this could rise to 50,000 by the end of the year. In a public address, Ramaphosa acknowledged most people had taken action to help prevent the spread, but he said there were still some who acted without any responsibility to respect and protect each other. Iran has said the misalignment of air defense equipment was responsible for the accidental downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane in January. In a report released on Saturday, the Civil Aviation Organization of Iran blamed human error and poor military communication. All 176 people on board were killed when the plane was hit by two missiles shortly after takeoff in Tehran. Iran initially denied responsibility for the incident, but after Western intelligence officials said evidence pointed to Iranian involvement, the country admitted fault, saying it had mistaken the plane for a cruise missile. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani described it as an unforgivable mistake. The Ukraine International Airlines flight was down on 8 January amid heightened tensions between Iran and America. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Under high risks of landslides in Songkhla Sabha, safety to secure places. Bhanu Jayanti being observed across the country today, and more than 560,000 people die across the globe due to coronavirus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.